Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Your forecast coming up in minutes. Congressman John Rose has resumed his official duties after the passing of his expected son last week. Rose left Washington on Wednesday after his wife Chelsea received medical treatment due to complications related to her pregnancy. A Monday press release said the baby passed away Friday after delivery at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. Doctors released Chelsea from CRMC in good condition on Saturday. The couple, their two-year-old son Guy, and several family members held a graveside service for the baby, Mac Wayne Rose, at the Rose Farm in Temperance Hall on Sunday. Jackson County will soon have a mental health case manager stationed in Gainesboro. Mayor Randy Heady said the county partnered with Volunteer Behavioral Health to provide the new service.
That's going to be happening, so that's just a big win. You know, I feel like some things I understand have to be regional, and I get that. And then there's other things that I feel like this cannot be, and mental health was one of them. So we've tackled that.
The partnership comes nearly 3 months after Heady voiced concerns about a lack of mental health services in Jackson County. Shortly after that, Volunteer Behavioral Health reached out to Heady and agreed to place a case manager in the UCHRA office in Gainesboro. The Clay County Ambulance Service will soon have some new equipment and a new ambulance. Director Natalie Boone said the county will use $279,000 in grant funding to make the purchases.
These grants are just so very important to small communities like ours. You know, there's no way that we could come up with $170,000 to buy a new ambulance. And, you know, thank you to the Development District for helping us out with this grant and working on it, and, you know, just thankful for everybody involved for seeking the grant.
The county received $50,000 from a hospital assistance grant and $229,000 in the state's Community Development Block Grant Program. Boone said EMS will also use the money to buy new video laryngoscopes, IV fluid warmers, and cardiac monitors. Allgood City Council will decide the fate of the city's water tower next week. City Administrator Keith Morrison said council has the option to keep or tear down the 59-year-old structure.
People have seen that water tank for a long time. That's the first thing you see when you go into town. So to tear it down, it is kind of a hard decision to make. But the second part of that decision is, does it make financial sense? The tank's not in use. It's just standing there, and you're painting something that's never going to be in use or have any benefit other than maybe as a billboard. So it has pros and cons on both sides. So it's going to be a tough decision for the council to make.
Repairing and repainting the tank will cost an estimated $263,000. Morrison said the city would spend about $55,000 to demolish the iconic structure. Allgood City Council will meet in a work session tonight to discuss the issue. The regular scheduled city council meeting taking place November 12th. At 6 p.m. A Putnam County inmate faces charges for allegedly damaging the sprinkler system at the jail. Michael Raymond Jones will appear in court next month to face reckless endangerment and vandalism charges. Warren said Jones put the lives of 420 prisoners and personnel at risk when he broke the sprinkler late last month. Maintenance crews had to disable both the alarm and sprinkler systems for repairs. Jones remains behind bars on $1,500 bond. Warrants have his court date scheduled for December 16th. Plans to extend water lines to parts of western Putnam County will have to wait a little longer. That's because the state has declined Putnam County's $600,000 Community Development Block Grant application. Mayor Randy Porter said the county wanted to use the funding for adding new lines to Shaw Branch and McBroom Branch Road in the Martins Creek area.
We had applied for the CDBG grant, and the problem is with Putnam, we are growing and booming so much that it makes it difficult with these grants to get them. Most of the counties that we are seeing getting the CDBG grants are ones that have less growth, you know, lower incomes and those kind of things in the region and the state. We weren't approved for the project. One of the reasons, though, was because of the area we're trying to reach. It's scarcely populated down in that area, and you got a lot of people that love to build new homes down in the Martin Creek area, the western part of the county, but because there's been no water access down there, they can't. So we're trying to get it off of the mountain down into the valley, but even though we were running 2-3 miles of water line. There was just not enough houses on that stretch to for it to be have enough points on the grant system to be able to get it.
Porter had also recommended extending water lines to Green Mountain Road, which runs off of Brotherton Mountain Road in the eastern end of the county. He said county officials will be seeking other grant opportunities for the proposed projects.
We have our engineer looking at what other ways we could do it. We're even looking at coming in the back way from Jackson County, maybe working with Jackson County on a joint project that they could feed the project from the back, not have to come off the mountain, and try to get the Martin Creek area down in there, some miles of it in. That'll be the process we'll be going through this winter and before the grant come available next first part of next year. We're hoping to have another project that we've presented to the commission to be applied for.
The Putnam County Commission voted to apply for the Community Development Block Grant in January. At the time, Porter estimated that 700-plus addresses in Putnam County did not have access to public utility water.